Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled God Covers Our Sin, was written by Katira Patton. When one single mother had to find work to take care of her family in the 1950s, she took on typing jobs. The only issue was that she wasn't a very good typist and kept making mistakes. She looked for ways to cover up her errors and eventually created what's known as liquid paper, a white correction fluid used to cover up typing errors. Once it dries, you can type over the cover-up as if there were no errors. Jesus offers us an infinitely more powerful and important way to deal with our sin. No cover-up, but complete forgiveness. A good example of this shows up in the beginning of John 8 in the story of a woman who was caught in adultery. The teachers of the law wanted Jesus to do something about the woman and her sins. The law said she should be stoned, but Christ didn't bother to entertain what the law did or didn't say. He simply offered a reminder that all have sinned and told anyone who hadn't sinned to throw a stone at the woman. Not one rock was tossed. Jesus offered her a fresh start. He said he didn't condemn her and instructed that she leave her life of sin. Christ gave her the solution to forgive her sin and type a new way of living over her past. That same offer is available to us by His grace. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from John chapter 8, verses 1 through 11. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. At dawn, He appeared again in the temple courts, where all the people gathered around Him, and He sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing Him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with His finger. When they kept on questioning Him, He straightened up and said to them, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, He stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left, with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and leave your life of sin." Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for forgiving us and freeing us from sin. Help us to leave our old ways behind and live renewed lives in you. Thank you, Lord. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Tony Collier, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.